hold up real quick. We have been interested in we were actually founded in a hospital room while my co-founder Tatiana was waiting for cancer surgery. And she said, you know, we were on Messenger while she was waiting for her surgery, and she said, if I die, start the company without me. But also you have to We
launched at the White House by President Obama, who pressed the launch button. This is the only launch button he ever pressed. That was the White House demo day, the first and only as far as I know. We've been on its air ever since. Slide, please. We are a blockchain-powered patient data aggregation and patient experience management platform. Slide. You know what? Actually, fast forward. This end. Okay. Stop right here. So let me describe the problem. We have data coming in from all kinds of devices. We have data coming in from wearables. We have data from pharmacies. Multitude of doctors, providers, payers everywhere. And currently, it resides in silos across the whole industry. There was an attempt earlier on to create a health information exchange organizations. And these sort of sit in the back end of this system, and they try to facilitate data exchange. The problem is, when the data comes through the back end, it is actually impossible to get all of the providers to play by the same rules. The only way to get that data together is to put it in the front end and to enable the patient to control who sees what data, when, under which circumstances, and how this data plays all together. So this is what we built. We started out with a suite of apps with a variety of different organizations, hospitals, NIH-funded research research projects, etc. And we've, over time, built up a platform. And this platform starts with an app on your phone or in your browser. It integrates with all of your devices. It integrates with whatever EMR is used by your hospital, so you log into your MyChart or whatever. It pulls data from all of those sources, and it puts you, as the patient, in control of that data. We use blockchain for one very simple reason. Blockchain gives us auditable access control. And this is something we call smart consent. So if you're running a clinical trial, this notion of informed consent is extremely important. You have IRB, institutional review boards, reviewing piles of documentation on how the patients are consented into the clinical studies or clinical trials. Every time you go to see a doctor, you also sign a different consent form. There is HIPAA consent, where it authorizes the release of your information as medically necessary. At this point, all of that consent is a jumble of paper forms. Each provider has their own copy that's signed by you, and you have no idea where your data actually goes. Yeah. So we provide a smart contract, blockchain-based, securely encrypted smart consent. Go forward a whole bunch of slides. Go to the team slide because we only have 1 minute. Forget it. So our team is amazing. Tatiana Canzavelli, our co-founder, CEO, she's a former partner at PwC. She knows the business end of things backwards and forward. Myself, I'm a PhD data scientist. I build AI tools for fun. Our advisors come from Google, from IBM Watson, from who is who in healthcare data. And also our medical advisory board has 5 MDs in a variety of specialties. We know the research side, we know the business side, and we know how to get the things working. We are currently at a number of major university hospitals. We are working with Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Mount Sinai, UCLA, UCSF, We are in market, deployed, working right now. And we are raising large seed / Series A. So come and talk to us, and we would love to have you on our team. Thank you very much.
The 2019 Converge to Accelerate conference is brought to you by IEEE, the world's largest technical professional organization for the advancement of technology. Boehringer Ingelheim, passionately working to improve healthcare. NASCO, advancing digital health together. IPSI US.